Hi, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how are you today?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Good stuff. Yeah, we're doing well. I thought I'd start you off with a light one here, and I wanted to ask you, when you were climbing Kilimanjaro, were you able to get many Patriot secrets out of Teddy Bruschi there?
Oh, You know what I got out of Teddy was what I figured to get out of him, and that was just what a great experience it was. What a great teammate. You really appreciate after getting to know him. What a great teammate he was there, and how great the program is.
On a serious note, Jeff, were you able to call anything in terms of just any interest you might have had on the way the Patriots go about their business?
No, we didn't. We didn't talk too much about that. At times we got a little bit of philosophical things, but we didn't go into much detail.
Jeff, a question.
Yes.
You've been coaching since you were 30 years old in the NFL. You're one of the young. I think you were the youngest coach when you started, and then go 25, 26 seasons in a row. Then you take a season off. Can you talk about what that was like, taking a year off and whatever, recharging or whatever that was like?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I just felt it wasn't an easy decision, but I came to the conclusion that I needed to take some time off. But I did, however, at that time, expect or hope to get back in, and so I did. I mean, was able to do all those things that you don't get to do while you're tied up coaching in the fall, and as well as what was just mentioned earlier, there is to have an opportunity to do things like climb Kilimanjaro with the Wounded Warrior Project. So, my youngest son is playing in Auburn in the SEC, and I got to go down and see games down there and travel around in the SEC, and then I stayed involved at the league level with helping with the officiating department. Commissioner asked me to stay on, so I did a little bit of that. But again, I just I enjoyed my fall, and I didn't pay real close attention to the game, until probably mid-December when I was thinking, obviously it's now you have expressed an interest to try to get back in. But it was time well spent. I really enjoyed it. And came back, and I'm just very fortunate that this has worked out for me here in St. Louis.
Hey, Coach, obviously you guys have already touched down in London. The Patriots will be joining you in a few days. Could you talk about just your thinking and heading out, the Monday of the game as opposed to going later in the week?
Well, we just, we talked to other clubs. I've been over here several times in the preseason in the American Bowls, and we just felt concerned the fact that Mr. Kroenke has a facility here. We felt that it would probably be best to come over early, to put the travel behind us and the time difference behind us and get settled. And that's what we've done this far. I mean, just moments ago got off the practice field and very pleased and proud with the way the guys have responded to the time change, and they brought a lot of energy to the field. We had a great practice.
Jeff, is the rebuilding there going quicker than you might have expected?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, we've got a long ways to go, but I'm disappointed in the record right now. We let a couple slip away, but the guys that we have right now are young and they're enthusiastic, and many of them on this roster didn't have anything or were not familiar with the difficulty in the last few years. So it's kind of a new start for everybody. But we've got some people in place right now that they're going to be pretty good players for us, and over the next few years.
Coach, have you guys faced an offense this season, or you personally, in your recent seasons of coaching, that can change how it attacks a defense week to week, like the Patriots seem to do?
No, they do. They do a great job. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, everybody's on the same page, and the new pace they're playing with. I mean, when you've got 75 more rushes attempts than the league average, you're playing at a high pace, and that's what they're doing. So no, we've not faced this. Our young defense obviously not faced it this year.
Have you been able to pinpoint any keys or points of emphasis in stopping that high-paced attack?
Do you want me to just send you our game plan?
No, I was just thinking more, okay, I guess just sort of what are some of the focus areas, I guess, is it...
Well, I mean, he does such a great job. I mean, it's so quick, and it, obviously their terminology allows them to, to get up there and go, and, you know, he sees things, and he puts himself in the... best possible position, and then there's so much that's done after the snap too with the guys outside.
Jeff, looking at your resume, you've gone against over your playing career and coaching career some great quarterbacks. Go back to the NFC there in the late 80s in Montana and whatnot. You've obviously haven't had a lot of success here against Brady recently, not that you've played a lot of games. Can you talk about Brady and what separates him from very good quarterbacks and maybe a striking factor or two about him?
Well, yeah, I mean, he makes great decisions. He's usually always right with the decisions that he makes. He's got tremendous arm strength, vision. He's accurate. He can extend the play with his legs, and I don't know what else you can say about him. He's very, very difficult to defend, and over the years, they've done a great job with surrounding him with great people.
Historically speaking, I mean, again, you've seen a lot of great ones. Is he right there at the top, near the top?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, there's not a doubt. I mean, we face Peyton, twice a year for a long time, Aaron Rodgers isn't bad either. So I mean, I'd say yeah, there's no doubt. That Tom is probably one of the tops that I've faced over the years.
Jeff, when you look at this Patriots defense, what concerns you?
Well, they're very smart. He'll adjust their plan on a weekly basis, which creates problems for you because you really don't know what to expect, and you're constantly adjusting offensively. They're very talented. They're big, strong. They're downhill. It's a downhill front seven, and they got a young secondary that looks like it's going to be good.
Jeff, how are you handling your defense without Greg Williams?
Well, I'm very fortunate that I've got Dave McGinnis and Chuck Cecil on my staff. Blake's been the system for a number of years. He has a good feel for it, and we're doing it by committee.
Coach, can you talk about the progression made by Brandon Gibson and Chris Givens so far and how they've been able to step up?
Yeah, Chris doesn't have a lot of catches, but I believe Chris, in four consecutive weeks, has a reception over 50 yards, which hadn't been done, that was last week, and the third hadn't been done since by a rookie since Willie Gault. So he's making a big play here and there. We like to get him more involved. I like to try to get more balls to him, but he's coming on. And, Gibby's doing well, too. Gibby's making plays, as are the rest of the guys around him. We got a young group. We got ascending player in Brian Quick. I think it's going to be a very, very solid player for us. And Austin Pettis can make plays. And, when we lost Danny a few weeks ago, the other guys had to step up, and we're getting some production.
Coach, do you know when you'll get Danny back from his injury?
Danny practiced today on a limited basis. Anything else, guys?
Jeff, as a guy that spent 16-plus seasons in one place, Belichick's, I think, hitting 12 or 13. He's, I'm assuming a lot of people understand how difficult it is to, like you talked about, how stay fresh and stay in one place as long. Does that, do you look at the Patriots and you look at what Belichick has done? Can you look at it with, like, I know.
Yeah, but, I just let me say this. I mean, I think, 15 years ago it was difficult, but now because of free agency and the turnover on your roster, saying stress is not a challenge. Typically there's about, 20-25% turnover, every year. So every, 3 or 4 years, with exception, as is the case with the Patriots, and the quarterback, you got a roster turnover. So, Bill's done a great job with that. He's a great job week to week and year to year, understanding what, the strengths and weaknesses of his football team, and just continues to rebuild the team and plug different people in.